Some activists from Blue Nile say thousands of displaced women sheltering in public buildings across Adamazin, Ruseris, and other locations are allegedly exposed to various forms of abuse, including sexual violence. Speaking to this program in Khartoum shortly after returning from Blue Nile on Monday, Suzanne Hassan Saad from the Network for Promotion of Gender Equality says women in camps for internal displaced persons lack privacy due to the congested environment in the camps. She says most women are traumatized and need psychosocial support.
Women in the camp don't get enough privacy as they used to in their homes. Some of them are pregnant and need special attention in Al-Damazin camp. I met some of them who gave birth, and some gave birth to twins. Some of them lost their husbands and they don't know if they are alive.
Violence erupted in Blue Nile last week between two tribes following a dispute over land. More than 100 people were killed and at least 200 others were injured during 3 days of fighting. The UN says more than 20,000 people were displaced by the violence and need urgent humanitarian support. Saad says the fighting separated many families.
Some rumors would say they have traveled. Some ended up in separate camps, and some don't know where their loved ones are. When fighting broke out, they grabbed the kids and ran for their lives while the husbands were at work.
Late last week, the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Sudan, Khardiata Londiaye, says aid agencies were dispatched to the area to identify the needs of the displaced. Zahra Ali Kua, another Blue Nile women rights activist, says the violence has interrupted many social peace initiatives, including civic education, stemming from the Juba Peace Agreement. She says civic engagement is needed to help women in the area know their rights.
After signing of the Juba Peace Agreement, there was some relative calm and stability in the region. Some groups have already started civic education about the peace agreement. There were still some voices within the area complaining about the lack of grassroots consultation during the peace negotiation.
Kua called on Blue Nile state authorities and rival tribes to engage in a genuine dialogue and work towards ending intercommunal violence in Blue Nile. She says fighting often slows development in the state.
My only wish is that our leaders in the Blue Nile should try to resolve their political differences and speak with one voice. They should strive to seek positivity rather than negativity that divide people. There are things that unite all of us and bring respect to everybody.
Intercommunal conflicts have been rampant in other states of Sudan, especially in Darfur, Kordofan, and Eastern Sudan, since the fall of longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.